Parshas Vaeschanan, Siches Asiyam, a Meseches Shabbos also, Siyam Meseches Shabbos. Bekesher L'dinei Shabbos, connection with the dinim of Shabbos, Yashmiras Shabbos, Yachas Me'aseres Adibris, Haksuvis Gam Beparshasenu. The connection with this week's Parsha is because the dinim of Shabbos are discussed in the Aseres Adibris and Parshas Vaeschanan. So in regards to dinei Shabbos, in the end of the Mesechta, Isa B'mishneh B'siyam Meseches Shabbos, says the Mishnah. There was a story in the days of the father of Rav Tzadik of Me'abashol ben Batnis. So the Gemara says there was a story that there was a pathway between two houses, and atop of the pathway was a gigis bowl that had a crack in it. In the pathway, there was a mess. There was a dead corpse lying. Now, if the crack in the bowl is a tefach, its opening is big as the size of a tefach, so then the tumah goes straight up through the hole and exits the area that it's in through that opening. But if it's less than a tefach, so then the tumah is in an enclosed area, and that's the halachas of tumah, it has to find some other place to go. There was an open window in the house, so it's going to go in through the window into the house. So they weren't sure if the opening was a tefach or less than a tefach, which would force it to go through the window. So they wanted to block the window so that the tumah shouldn't go in by putting something that's not mekabel tumah. So pakeku es amar, the first thing they blocked up the mar, the chaloyim, the window, bitafiach pach shel cheres, with an earthenware jar, where they put the back of the jar facing the outside of the window where the pathway was. So the tumah, since a kli cheres is only mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the back. So the back of the pach, the back of this jar, is not mekabel tumah, and therefore it'll interfere and prevent the tumah from entering the house through that opening. And then they wanted to verify if in fact this crack in the gigis, in the bowl, was a tefach, a size of a tefach or less. So v'kashru es ha-mekeda, they tied a mekeda, another earthenware jar, and that was a tefach, and they tied that earthenware jar to the end of a stick or a reed, begemi with a gemi, and they tied it, so then they stuck it with the stick into that crack that was in the bowl, so this way they could measure the size of the crack to see if it's a tefach or less. Leidam yesh begigis peseach tefach eloi, to know if there's an opening of a tefach in this crack in the bowl or less. For this is the story that happened. All this was taking place on Shabbos. Umidivreyem lamadnu, from the story we learn, shepekekin, you're allowed to block up a window, an opening on Shabbos, and it's not considered building. It's not an iser of binyan. Umaydidin, and you can measure on Shabbos, because they use this jar that was at the end of the stick to measure the opening in the bowl. Vekeshrin, they tied this with a gemi to a stick, so you see that you're allowed to tie on Shabbos. Was a kesher sheni shokayam, it's not a iser kshira. So these three things of pekik and meidid invocation are all permitted on Shabbos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Hainu shebishabbos mutter lifkeik as achaloyin. On Shabbos it's permissible to block up the window, and it's not considered building, even though you're changing, altering the condition of a structure. Limdate and to measure, and it's not an issue of measuring. V'likshar kesher sheni shel kayama. Uve gemara shal mevur, the gemara says additional details about these three hatarim. Dirak medida shal mitzvah muteris, that the measuring that's muter on Shabbos is only a measuring, like in this case, that's for the sake of a mitzvah, to know the measuring of the opening, to know the dinei tumah that would result from it. Also, the tying where they tied a professional tie, but one that wouldn't last, The heter for this kesha sheni shel kayama, that's a proper tying, is also only in this instance or a similar instance where it's for the sake of a mitzvah. The tying was also to use it to get their information to know about the dine tuma. Ulam b'negei lepkika, with regards to the pkika, to blocking up a opening, blocking up a window, mevur b'teisvus sham, teisvus says shehi muteres gam shaloi letzerech mitzvah, and a little later in the sicha we'll see the basis for this. V'tzarech lahavim. So the Rebbe starts with a seemingly a small question about the order of these three dinim and the Mishnah. And in this siyum on Maseches Shabbos, the Rebbe bases on this question about the order, the sequence of the three dinim, tilei tilim shel halachas, very deep concepts, until we arrive at the answer and the explanation of the order. So the Rebbe says, V'tzarech lahavim. The reason why the halacha of pekikin, of stopping up the hole, is the first one that's listed before measuring and tying, that's understood simply. In the story, the first thing they did was they protected the house, they protected the opening by blocking it up. The Mekeshin and Maiden was the second stage. Subsequently, they tried to actually get the measurement of the opening of the crack in the Gigas. So since Kacha Yovda, that was the story, Shemetchila Pakeku Es Amar, first they blocked up the window. Va'achar Kach Kashru Madidu, then they did the tying and the measuring. That's also the sequence of the Mishnah. Avalafiza, but this leads to the question. For the same reason, the order was that first they did the tying, they tied the jar to the end of a stick so that they can lift it up to the gigas and take the measurements of the crack in the gigas, and then they did the actual measuring through that. Lafiza havale leimar v'keishin v'acha kach umeididin. The halacha of keishin, the tying, should be mentioned before meididin, the taking the measurements. Shari tchila koshu esamakeda. First they tied the small jar, this jar that was the size of the tefach that they're going to use to see whether it fits in the crack, to see if the crack is a tefach. V'acha kach v'ideza, through tying it to the stick and raising the stick with this little jar at the end and trying to fit it into the crack, madadu, that's how they took the measurement of the crack. Leidam yesh begigis peseach tefachim lav. So if it's going by the order, the sequence of the in which the events happened, it should say kaishrin. It should say Pekikin v'Keishin u'Meididin, not Meididin before Keishin. So the question is, we understand why Pekikin is first, but why is Meididin before Keishin? Says the Rebbe, v'gam im timtzalim, datam lakdom din de Pekikin. Even if you'll say not like our assumption, that the reason why Pekikin is first is not because that was the order in which the events took place. Huloy mipnei dekacha v'uvda wasn't because that was the way the story happened. Ki im gam mipnei haklal hamuvan midivrei ha-teisvis, it's because of the rule in a Mishnah that we understand from Teisvis, shabishtei teves haseder hu zuve in tsarach leimar zu. Teisvis says in Mishnayis we find two types of orders. There's an order of loizu afsu, when it says first a smaller chiddush and then it says a bigger chiddush. And sometimes there's an order of zuve in tsarach leimar zu, where I say first the bigger chiddush and for sure the smaller chiddush, and the smaller chiddush is listed second. So Teisvah says that there's sometimes a possibility that you could say loizu afsu, first say the smaller chiddush and then say the bigger chiddush. But that's when there's two separate cases. But when there's two words, so the two words, the order, the only plausible order in two words is zu ve'in tsarach leimar zu, is to say first the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush. You can't say two words in which the smaller chiddush is said first. Teisva says this where there's the Mishnah in the second parak of Kiddushin. It says Ha'ish mekadesh bayu v'shluchay, that a man has the power to be mekadesh a lady bay by himself directly, or b'shluchay, or it could be mekadesh through a shliach. And the Gemara asks, if it said b'shluchay mekadesh, once I say that he could be mekadesh with a shliach, then bay mi bay, of course he could be mekadesh by himself. So why did you have to say bay if you said b'shluchay? So Teisva says, maybe it's saying not only Bai, but even Bishluchai. It's a Seder of Leizu Afsu. that it says first a smaller chiddush that you could be mekadosh by himself, and then a bigger chiddush that he can also do the kiddushin through a middleman, through a shliach. So Tesis, no, there's no such a thing that b'shtei teves. Over here, it's not two separate cases, but two words, one after another. In two words, you could never say the bigger chiddush second. It always has to be the zuve in tzarech leimarzu, the first, the small, first, the bigger chiddush first. Uvemele move on shetzrichim lechad leshanis tchila hadin sheyesh by chiddush yesa. So from Tesis we understand that when there's two words or words one next to the other, then the bigger chiddush has to always be first. There's never place then to say loyzu avzu, the bigger chiddush second. V'lachein, so maybe, says Tesis, the reason for the order of Peikikin first is not because Peikikin took place first, is not because that was the order of the actual events, but because Peikikin is following this ruling of Tesis, this rule of Tesis, that it has to be Zu ve'ein tzarech leimar Zu, the biggest chiddush first, when it's words right next to each other. And Peikikin is first because since Peikikin made it in vacation, the words are next to each other. So it has to say the biggest chiddush first. And Peikikin is the biggest chiddush, like we're going to see in a minute why. V'lachein ba kan tchila. Din de Peikikin, therefore Peikikin comes first. Mishim yisrin ha-chiddush abay. In what way is Peikikin a bigger chiddush? V'ayinu kivan she'tiru lifkeg. Because the fact that they allowed Peikikin, they allowed to stop up a hole in a or an opening in a building, afal pi de dummy lebinyan, that if it would be usser, it would be a severe isser. Something that seems like altering the state of a structure is very similar to the melacha of bina of binyan. And if nevertheless the chachamim allowed it, it must be that they don't consider it a avera at all. It must be that Peikikin is completely mutter, it's not a iser at all. Because something, if we would consider it taka a iser, because it's so similar to binyan, it would have to be a severe, it would have to be a stringent iser. The mishamitzra loy hayomatirin kemavur b'teisa, something that's dummy lebinyan, chachamim wouldn't allow it just for the sake of a mitzvah. And if they allowed peikikin, it must be that they don't consider it to be a malacha, they don't consider it to have the status of dummy lebinyan. So therefore, the melacha of the heter of Peikikin is a heter that must be universal in every case, not just letzeirich binyan, not just letzeirich mitzvah, and that is the chiddush of Peikikin, that it's an unlimited heter that doesn't, it's not limited to a mitzvah. Mashenki medida akshira, in contrast to measuring and tying, that like we said before, shetiru rak letzeirich mitzvah kanal, and therefore the heter doesn't have such a big chiddush because of the fact that it's a limited heter. So I could say the reason why Peikikin was first is because Peikikin is a bigger chiddush, not because it happened first. But even if I say that, says the Rebbe, but that reasoning will not apply to Meididin and Keshin. That couldn't be an explanation for why Meididin comes before Keshin. Tamze Eine Shayich Lakdamasu Meididin Levikation. That wouldn't explain why Meididin comes before Vikation. That Chiddush Din Bishneim Shavah, both of them were permitted only Letzeirech Mitzvah. So they have an equal amount of Chiddush. Ube'ein Yisrein Chiddush b'medida, if there's no bigger Chiddush in Meididin over Keshin, Mistabesh Aseder b'mishneh Tzarech Liyis al Pisidram b'maisa b'peil k'shira k'edim l'medida, then the Mishnah should have listed the halachas that we derive from the story in the same order that they took place in the story. So even if that reasoning does not apply to the Peikikin, to the precedence that Peikikin comes before the other two, but that should still apply to Meidid invocation. By Peikikin, we could have a different reason why it's first. But Meidid invocation, where there's no other reason, we should come back to use what came first in the story as the determination of what comes first in the Mishnah. So we have back the question, why does the Mishnah say Meididin before Keshin, when in fact the Keshin took place before the Meididin? Va'adir Rabbi, says the Rebbe, not only are Meididin and Keshin equal in the degree of the chiddush that they contain, but rather there's a bigger chiddush even in Kashrin than in Meididin. So not only is Kashrin the tying, something that took place in the actual story first, but it also has a bigger chiddush. Because if we look closely, we'll see that there's a difference between these two isurim. Isur medidat b'Shabbos, the isur of measuring on Shabbos, is not because of any similarity or any aspect of a malacha that's there in measuring, but because measuring is mundane. It's a ma'isachil. It's something that's shaykh to weekdays, and therefore it's disrespecting the Shabbos to measure on Shabbos. And that's the reason why it's not letzeirach mitzvah medida zaser. Mashenkin iser kshira, mashenkin tying, even if it's a kasher shel kasher she'ina shel kayama, hu mitamu be'efen shel midivrei seifrim nikra zegamkin shel kayama, is because even a temporary kasher, the chachamim view it, the chachamim consider it permanent, and the chachamim consider it a malacha. So it's not merely a zilzul in Shabbos, it has a derabbanantik status of a malacha. That means the iser of akshira derabbanan akasher umen she'eni shakayama is because it has some similarity to malacha deiraisa of kasher shakayama. It's not merely a zilzal in Shabbos. So therefore, the iser of akshira is a more pronounced iser. It's a stronger, more severe iser because it actually has some connection and some similarity to malacha, unlike medida that's merely a zilzul. Valpiza pashat yeser lesser midivrei seifrim kshira hadei malamalacha dei raisa mi lesser midivrei seifrim medida shirak maisachel v'chul. According to this, the iser of kshira is much stronger, is much more obvious than the iser of medida of measuring, which is merely a maisachel. V'lachen kesheitiru shnei en letzeirach mitzvah, when the chachamim were matter them, the one that makes more sense to make it usher is a bigger chiddush to make it mutter. Harei beheter kshira ribusa yiseira mi beheter amedida. To be matter kshira, which bears some similarity to malacha deraisa, that's the reasoning of the Isra Drabbanan, is a bigger chiddush than being matter medida, which is only because of a zilzul in Shabbos. It's more reasonable, it's more logical to permit it, let's say, rach mitzvah. V'imkein gam mitam zeh havelei leimer t'chila v'keishrin v'achak achumeididin. So that's further reason. Not only did v'keishrin actually take place first, but v'keishrin is a bigger chiddush. So whatever way you look at it, v'keishrin should have been first. Why does the Mishnah say umeididin v'keishrin? This is the question that we remain with in Eis Aleph. Now let's go back and learn the Ha'aretz. So in Ha'aretz 7, the Rebbe brought the Tosfos. The Tosfos says that when there's two words, one after another, so then it has, the only plausible order is Zuvein Sarach Leimer Zu. When there's two separate cases, there's more than one option, but two words has to be Zuvein Sarach Leimer Zu, which means what's a bigger chiddush has to be first. This is in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Reish Amud Aleph in Tosfos Dibra Maschal Ha'ish, Rei Divrei Shalim. Tosfos says the Rebbe, "Umistimas lashin at Tosfos sham de loizu afzu loishayich l'shnuye yela b'shtei bavis avol b'shtei teves loy." From that, the Tosfos says, as a blanket statement, that the loizu afzu, to say the bigger chiddush second, can never be used when there's two words. Mashma, that implies, that teaches us. Since Tosfos doesn't leave room for any exceptions in this rule, sheklal zeh, that this rule, the b'shtei teves lo yamrinan lo yizu afsu, that in two words you could never justify saying the bigger chiddush first, hulei rak b'nidin shedin echad muvon me'asheni b'derech me'meila ve'ein tzarech l'shanei sheklal. So there's two types of scenarios when there's a need either for saying loizu afsu or zuvein sarach leimarzu. There's two types of scenarios where we would want to apply one of the rules, and Tosfos is saying if it's two words, there's only one rule. One scenario is where the Mishnah says two words. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And one of them is a bigger chiddush, and one of them is the smaller chiddush. And the question is what about the order just? But the other type of scenario is where the two chidushim are such that if you said the bigger chidush, not only should it be first, it would preclude the need to saying the smaller chidush. Such as in the case in kiddushim, it says a ish mekadesh bayu b'shluchay. A man could be mekadesh a woman by himself or through a middleman, through a shliach. When the Gemara asks, Hashta b'shluchay mekadesh boy mi boy, that if he could be mekadesh through someone else, for sure he could be mekadesh by himself, it's not merely saying, oh, so b'shluchay is a bigger chiddush. It's saying b'shluchay is so much of a chiddush that removes the need to say boy, because if I say he could be mekadesh b'shluchay, then boy is completely superfluous. You don't have to mention it, because that's included. It's an unnecessary chiddush. So not only in such a case where one of the chidushim becomes redundant, becomes unnecessary, al derech kushis, like it is in the case in that gemara and chidushim, al derech kushis a gemara sham hashta b'shluchay mekadesh boy mi boy. The boy lay have a misni klal, even the adina naisim mi b'shluchay. So in such a case, that one word is unnecessary. So Tesis says, for sure you can't say loizu afzu, that it's saying the bigger chidush second. Second, when the first chiddush wasn't necessary to be said at all. But Tesis says this applies this to any case of two words. Gam benidin, even in such a case where both words were necessary, even though one is a bigger chiddush and one is a smaller chiddush, but the bigger chiddush doesn't take the place of the smaller chiddush. Shabacholayf and tzarech l'kshanes hadina beis ki'enei muvim b'derech memeila midina aleph. The bigger chiddush doesn't take away the need for saying the smaller chiddush. It's just that one is a bigger chiddush and one is a smaller chiddush. Or could be nidin didan, like in our case, that din the peikikin, even though we said that peikikin is a bigger chiddush, in the fact that peikikin is without any exceptions, it applies to every case, not just to a mitzvah. Nevertheless, einei machriach adin de meididin v'kaishrin elosh yesh b'chiddush yetzer. It's not that once I said peikikin is mutter, for sure meididin and kaishrin are mutter. No, they're three separate halachas. One halacha is more of a chiddush because it extends further, but they're separate halachas, and saying one doesn't take away the need to say the others. And nevertheless, the fact that Tesis said a stimas Haloshin, a klal, a blanket statement that with two words you can never use the method of leizu afsu, that means even when both had to be said, if it's two words, there's never a reason to say the bigger chiddush first. Lo yamrinan leizu afsu, you never say the bigger chiddush first. You never say the bigger chiddush second. I'm sorry, in two words, you never say the bigger chiddush second afzu, even the bigger, even that one. Elashena chiddush tchila. With two words, you always have to say the bigger chiddush first, even if both of them need to be said. V'yeshleimar. So not only in a case similar to the case in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, where one of them wasn't needed, so for sure in two words, you shouldn't have said it, even though it's leizu afsu, I can't say the reason why I said it was as introduction to the bigger chiddush in a way of leizu afsu, that's not a justifiable way of saying things in two words. But even if I had to say both, still I can't say two words in a way of leizu afsu. Says the Rebbe v'yeshleima, what's taka, the reasoning, the rationale, that I couldn't say in two words first the bigger chiddush? I couldn't say in two words first the smaller chiddush. Tzal derech kivan the asya midrasha chavivale, just like we say a drasha, something that I learned for a drasha is more precious to the Tana and he gives it precedence. Similarly, a din that's a bigger chiddush is like a din that's asya didrasha, it's more chaviv to the Tana because there's a chiddush. There's a greater uftu in this word, and therefore he'll put that always first. Avalapiz et tzarechien ksas, and the Rebbe remains with this question, if the rationale of the rule of Tesis with two words is because asya midrasha chaviva, because something that comes from a drasha has a certain preciousness, is dear to the Tana, then the gambish tebavis tzarech liyizken, you should have said, this rule should have applied even in two separate cases, not just with two words that I should have the first one. But a kapanim, regardless of whether we have a reasoning of why this rationale should apply more to two words than to two cases, but from Tesis we see that it applies to two words always in every case. So also in our case, where peikik and meidid invocation are al dinim that have to be stated, since they're words, one right next to each other, the only acceptable order for them is Zuvein Sarach Leimar Zu, is the bigger Chiddush has to be first. Even if you say what Teisvus means to say is the Bebeis Tevis Tzarech L'shanis Rak HaChiddush, that Teisvus is saying that by two words you can never say Leizu Afsu, because only say the bigger Chiddush, like it is in that case in Kiddushin. There's a Karchach Tzarech Leimer, even if that's the Pshat in Teisvus, for sure Teisvus only means to only say the bigger Chiddush, Zeu Rak B'Madin HaSheni Miyusar, Hu Ki Muvan Hu B'Derech B'Meila Midin HaEcha. When could I say that the smaller Chiddush should have been left out altogether in such a case where the bigger Chiddush takes away the need for saying the smaller Chiddush? So then, even if that's what Teisvus is saying, because Teisvus is speaking about such a case, but that rule, that need to not say the smaller one at all is only when that's a possibility, when the bigger Chiddush precludes the need to say the smaller Chiddush. Mashenke benidin didan the pekin who made the vacation. In our case, for sure, you have to say them all. And all that we could take out from Teisvus with regards to our case is that akapanim, the proper order with words next to each other, is the bigger Chiddush first. And that's how we could explain the reason why pekin is first. Before we go to the next ha'ara, let's look at the Shulei Hagilyon. The first Shulei Hagilyon on this Ha'ara, with one star, Rabbi said in this Gemara, the Gemara that Teisvus is speaking about, where it says, Hashta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi, over there the meaning of the question is that since I said shluchei, I shouldn't have said boi at all. It's not a question that about the order mitzvah, the bigger Chiddush. Says Teisvus, says the Rebbe, the Shulei Hagilyon, how do we know? Maybe the Gemara's question of Hafshta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi wasn't that because of that I shouldn't have said the word boi at all. Maybe the question was that if so, I should have said b'shluchei first. Ein loymar, says the Rebbe. No, you can't say that. You can't say the kushis ha-Gemara hi. When it says Hashta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi, it means to say the havelei loymar b'seder hafoch b'shluchei v'achekach boi, merely that we should have reversed the order, ki az yia b'seder zu vein tzarech loymar zu, but not that it shouldn't say the other one, in which case even the case that Teisvus is speaking about is a case where all the words are needed, in which case the comparison to what Teisvus says to our case is much clearer if I would say that's pshat in the Gemara's question. But the Rebbe says, no, in that Gemara, for sure, you can't say that the Gemara's question is that Pashta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi, therefore it should have said b'shluchei before boi. Because varigam, im timsa loymar de b'shtei tevis efshe loymar zu v'in sarach loymar zu, that that we say that with two words you could say both words with the order of Zuvein Tzarech Leimar Zu, even when the second Chiddush, the Ein Tzarech Leimar Zu, the smaller Chiddush, wasn't fully necessary. But when the Mishnah says Zuvein Tzarech Leimar Zu, Hare Muchach Midivrei HaTeisvus, we see in Teisvusin, Shaseidir Zehu Deche Gadol. When we say such an order of Zuvein Tzarech Leimar Zu, and because of that, we said a word that's not needed. It's a deichik explanation that the Mishnah said a word that wasn't needed in a way just because to say zuvein tzarech leimar zu, for sure this. When the Gemara answers that the Mishnah said an unnecessary word that wasn't needed just to say zuvein tzarech leimar zu, it's because the Gemara had no other answer. It's possible that in a pasuk we bichlal can apply this reasoning, this type of order. So therefore, if this is a deichik, it doesn't make sense to say that when the Gemara said hashta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi, it meant to say you should have said b'shluchei and then boi and say zuvein tzarech leimar zu, even though one word is not needed, but it's zuvein tzarech leimar zu, because that's only out of the last resort will we use such a sequence, such an order. For sure, what the Gemara meant to ask hashta b'shluchei mekadesh boi mi boi is that we shouldn't have said boi at all. And that's the case that Teisvus is speaking about. But nevertheless, like the Rebbe said in the Ha'ara, from the fact that Teisvus says epistimos, the rule of Teisvus that in two words you have to say the bigger Chiddush first is even in a case when all of the words are needed. Because in a case when all of the words are needed, Avon, the second Shulei Agilin, Ein Zeh Bechlal Zu Vein Sarach Leimer Zu Shedeichik Hu. There it's not the Deichik that we said when we use the order of Zu Vein Sarach Leimer Zu, it's a Deichik. That's a Deichik in a case where it said two words in an order of Zu Vein Sarach Leimer Zu, where one of the words wasn't needed. The deichik of applying this rule is when we use this rule to justify saying a word that wasn't needed. Which is only when the bigger chiddush would have taken away the need to say the smaller chiddush, like we said. We said zu ve'ein sarach leimer zu is in such a case where one of them wasn't needed. So then, even though sometimes the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah said it anyways, to say zu ve'ein sarach leimer zu, but that's only by necessity, where there was no other option, no other alternative, it's a deichik answer. And therefore, we're not going to say that's the pshat in the Gemara's question ben Kiddushin. The Gemara's question in Kiddushin was not to say bayeral, and nevertheless, the rule that Teisva said, speaking about that case, applies also to any type of shtei tevis. Ha'ara 8, main lahakshes, the Rebbe says, l'cheri, you could ask a question on this rule. Midivriya Teisva's biyuma, that was brought down, it was quoted in Mitzuyin in Shibashuli Agirin Aleph Larakei Demes, that says, Zalachin Tani Mechabin Umafsikin, when there's a fire, it says in the Mishnah, Mechabin, you could extinguish the fire. Umafsikin, and you could bring Kalim with water, vessels that have water in them to block the fire from spreading. If you could go outright and extinguish it, Tesis asks, for sure you could be Mafsikin, you could place barriers that are going to stop the fire spread. So Teisva says, Lufisha din hashpeiz yesh bo yichidush. The second din has a chidush over the first one. Has chidushim that are not there in the first one. There's certain chidushim in mafsikin, Teisva says, that are not there in mechabin. So that Teisva seems to go against everything we said at length in the previous Sahara. Seems to say over there in Teisva, it's two words, and it says mafsikin is a bigger chiddush. Teisva says the chiddush in mafsikin. So I say the bigger chiddush second. Loizu afsu, even though it's two words. Against what we said over here, that Teisva says that in every single case of two words, the only acceptable or plausible order is zuvein sarach leimarzu. Valpi anal, according to what we said at length in the previous Sahara, haritzarach l'shanis hachidish tchila. Once Teisva says there's a chidish in mafsikin, so why is the order mechabin and then mafsikin? Says the Rebbe, that comes from a misinterpretation, misunderstanding of that Teisva. When Teisva said a chidish in mafsikin, there's a chiddush in the fact that you could make barriers before the fire. Ein kavanasam shebidin abeiz yesh bechiddush yoiser midibidin ha'achad. He didn't mean to say that there's more of a chiddush in mafsikin than mechabin. Sharei pashut, it's simple, it's self-understood, it's clear. Sheetzem adin shemutarin lechabit. That the halacha that makes it permissible to outright extinguish the fire, hu ikir v'yisoid kol achiddush, that's for sure a much bigger chiddush. There's certain details that are in the din of mafsikin that are more that are not included in the chiddush of mechabin. When Teisva says the chiddush of mafsikin, he means kiyim kavanasim. He means to say shadin abeis einay muchrach b'din alef. That mafsikin has certain elements, certain factors that causes it not to be included in mechabin, that has also its own unique chiddush mitzad pratimelu because of those details. V'lochein ein ze begeder zu ve'ein tzarach leimer zu, but it's still, and therefore it's not zu ve'ein tzarach leimer zu. It's not a case where the second din of mafsikin shouldn't have been said at all. Chenal bar akademis of shalei agin abeis sham da vizu vein tzarech leimer zu. That's a deichek is only when it's ain tzarech leimer zu, when the second din was not needed at all. But once Teisva shows there's certain chidushim in mafsikin, so I had to say mafsikin. I don't have a question why I mentioned mafsikin. But still, even despite the chidushim in mafsikin that are not there in mechabin, the chidush in mechabin that's not there in mafsikin is for sure a greater chidush. So b'cholayf, and for sure, even after Teisva's answer, ikra chidush u'mechabin, mechabin is the greater chidush of the two, v'lachay nishnatchila, and that is in compliance that fits with the rule that we learned before. So we remain with the question, I understand why Poikekin is first. Poikekin was first in the story. Poikekin is the biggest chiddush. But why is Meididim before Keshrin, Lefechaira, Keshrin happened first in the story? And not only that, Keshrin, the heter of Kshira, is a bigger chiddush than the heter of Medida. Yuvan calls that Behaktim. So to get to the answer of this, we need a few prefaces, and the Rebbe is going to give us some big chiddushim, general chiddushim in Hilchis Shabbos. Sandis Behaktim with a preface, Mashaninu B'tchilas Mesech Shabbos. So this is because it's a siyum of Mesech Shabbos, the Rebbe connects it with the Haschol of Mesech Shabbos. As is the Derech in a siyum, the first Mishnah in Shabbos says Shemalachas Ha'itza Eina Asura Midairaisa, the Malacha of Itza of carrying from one rishus to another rishus is not Asur Min Atera, Ella Be'efin Shahamitzi Oise Akira Vehanacha. In carrying, so there's the beginning of the Malacha of the carrying, which is the Akira, uprooting, removing the object from the first rishus in which it was, Vehanacha, and ending the Malacha by placing it down, making it stationary in the second rishus. So the Mishnah says to be chayiv, the malacha has to include the akira from the first rishus and the hanacha in the second rishus. Aval be akira bilvad belei hanacha, be hanacha belei akira. If a person does only an akira, only lifts it up from one rishus, but doesn't complete the malacha by placing it in the second rishus, or he places it in the second rishus, but he didn't do the akira. In the various examples that the Mishnah gives, where the malacha was done with the cooperation of two different people, and one did the akira and one did the hanacha, in all those cases, eina asura kiyumi difrei seferim. It's only a isur derabanan. There's no isur deraisa because I'm missing in the criteria for having a isur deraisa, which is both akira and hanacha. V'yadua koshel zeh. It's known the question. Lama lo te aser mideraisa gam akira levad ay hanacha levad mitam chatzi shir shu aser min atera. We know a rule that chatzi shir, every avera that has a shir of how much of the avera you have to do to be chayiv malchus, or to be chayiv misa, or to be chayiv a carbon. So by everything, even though there's a shir for the chiyuv, chatzi shir aser min atera, the isir is there even by a part of the shir. So over here, if a person did only an akira or only a hanacha, why is it a isr derabanan? It should be a isr deiraisa. It's a chatzi shir aser min atera. That this rule is of chatzi shir aser min atera is gambe melachis Shabbos. It applies not just to isurei macholis asuris, to shiurim that are there in eating, but even in melachis of Shabbos, like the Rebbe says in the Ha'ara 16, keinu das ad murazak, and that's the opinion of the Alter Rebbe. In various simanim, with regards to various melachos that Alter Rebbe applies to them, this rule that chatzi shir is also min atera vua pishitas Rashi meiri various rishonim that we see hold this mashenkin ledas Rambam, and this is unlike the Rambam who holds that by melachos Shabbos you do not have this iser of chatzi shir. So we have the question. Akira without anacha, anacha without akira. Why does the Mishnah tell us that it's only a isur derabanan? It should be a isur deraisa of chatzi shir aser min atera. Umevur beyishav hadavar. So the answer given to this question is al pi hadiyuk behadgashas haloshin dahai klal agufa. If we pay closer attention to the rule itself of chatzi shir aser min atera, we see what Chazal say, Ha'iser min ha'teira hu dafka b'chatzi shir. It's when you have a part of the shir, which means you're missing only in the quantity of the avera. Ha'inu shechaser rak b'shir, what's missing is only in the shir, in the amount, in the kamas ha'iser, in the quantity of the iser, v'loi b'muhusei v'eichusei, but not in the actual substance of the iser. If what's missing takes away from the substance of the iser, not just the measurements and the quantity, that's not part of this rule, that's not part of this halacha that chatzi shir aser min atera. With that is answered this question, why akira without hanacha, hanacha without akira doesn't have the
the Isir of Chatzi Shira Asur Min HaTeira, because Shakira Yahanocha Buvad, if someone does only an Akira or only a Hanocha, Harehin Chatzi Melacha, they're a part of the Melacha. It's not a missing just the measurement of the Melacha. V'loi Chatzi Shir. It's chatzi be'echus v'gidrei y'muhus p'ulas ha'itza. You're missing, you're doing an incomplete melacha. It's not doing a melacha, but you're not doing enough of it. It's incomplete in substance. L'chein eina asura min ha'teira, therefore it doesn't apply to that, the rule of chatzi shira asura min ha'teira. V'yesh leimar, says the Rebbe, you could say, shal derech zehu gam b'negeya l'kshira. This same idea can also be applied to kshira. The l'chaira, gam b'kesha she'ena shel kayama, with a kesha she'ena shel kayama, someone ties a knot that's not going to be permanent, tainu kishachaser b'siyum, b'shleim l'shel melachas hakshira, maisa uman, when there was something incomplete about the tying, about a proper knot, but it's incomplete in the fact that it's missing in its duration. Meaning he tied it in a way that didn't, without having in mind that it should stay tied for the entire duration, that it could stay tied. So that's when we say it's not a iser min ha'teira, it's only aser midrabanan. Yesh lahakshis, we can have the same question that the Achreinim mentioned above, asked by Akira, b'lei anachar alnachar b'lei Akira. Lomo la'yia aser min ha'teira mitam chatzi shir. If I tied it for a smaller duration of time, if I tied it without having in mind that the knot should remain tied, it should be a chatzi shir. Why is it only a iser derabanan? It should be a iser min ha'teira, because chatzi shir aser min ha'teira. The answer is the same as we said by Akira b'lei anocha. Ein ze chatzi shir b'kamusa shel ha'melacha. It's not that he did the entire melacha, but not enough of it. He's missing in the measurement. It's not a lack, a quantitative lack in the melacha. Ki im chatzi melacha, that would be considered a half of the melacha. It's missing in the substance of the melacha. Chaser be'echos v'gidrei u'muhusa shel ha'melacha. It's missing in the actual substance of the melacha. This intent of letting the knot stay tied for the entire duration that it's able to stay tied, hu chelak meyechusa umigidrei hamalacha, this is not a shear, this is not a measurement for the malacha, but this is what constitutes it as a knot. Ubilada, when it's missing this intent to leave it tied for permanently, chaser begeder hamalacha, it's not a malacha. It's missing in the malacha, not in the shir, v'lachein eina asura min ha'teira, and therefore it's not asur min ha'teira. Says the Rebbe in Ha'ara 19, v'av shebishulchan aruch shamavur, chayra, we have a halacha by a kesha she'ena shel kayama that seems to contradict this, that seems to be lacking only in the shir. Mevur, it says, Shem koitzev bidaita eizez man, she'oz yatirenu bevadai. If a person ties this knot and has in mind that there's a certain time he's going to untie it, afilu hu's man aruch ma'oid, even if it's at the end of a very long duration of time, Einze shel kayama min ha'teira u'pater, it's not called a kesha shel kayama, he's pater min ha'teira, he didn't do a melacha de'iraisa. Uvazel l'cheira yesh loimar shehu chatzi shir, then it seemingly is a chatzi shir. Hadas sheyishar kein l'oilam hu shir. If he has in mind that it should stay tied permanently, that's a shir, that's a duration that's enough to make it asur min ha'teira. And if he has in mind to undo it after a lengthy time, so then seemingly you have the melacha and you even have the intent to let it stay tied for a duration of time. All that he's missing is that it's not staying tied long enough. So the amount of time that it stays tied seems like a shear. That's the quantity of the melach. And nevertheless, when I have in mind that it should stay tied for a duration of time, but not forever, even if it's a very long time, is a Isser D'Rabbanon. There seemingly doesn't apply, doesn't work this answer that it's a Chatzi Shir, a Chatzi Molocha, not a Chatzi Shir. Says the Rebbe, Ze'enai, this is not correct. The definition of a tie that stays tied forever is not that it stays tied for a very long time that's forever. It means that it's something that's not changeable. It's not the amount of time that adds and adds until it's forever. It's that it will never change. It will never be altered. So forever doesn't mean a lot of time, that's such an accumulation of time that it's forever. Forever means that it's something that will not have any change. So something that will eventually be changed even after a long time does not have any part of this malacha of being unchanged. It's changing. That's a chatzi malacha. That we say to the Eibishter that your years will never end. It's not that the Eibishter has years that go on and on and on until forever. But the Eibishter is essentially endless, is unchangeable. There's a concept. There's a term nitzchi that could apply b'yeshle tchila by something that wasn't always around, but it will always be around, and that could be considered forever v'imkein hu begeders man, if it had a beginning, if it had a starting time, so it's within the confines, it's in the parameters of zman, although it lasts forever. That means that I could have a forever that's accumulated forever. It's accumulation of time that never ends, and therefore it's forever. But the forever of Akasha, says the Rebbe, is that it doesn't. It has no change at all. It's not just that it's technically forever. So therefore, something that will have a change even after a long time is not a part of the Shir forever. It's Chatzi Melacha. It doesn't have any aspect, any element of forever. So basically, the Rebbe said in this ice that a kesha she'ena shel kayama, a kesha that's not permanent, is a chatzi melacha, not a chatzi shir, in the same manner that akira b'lei anachar, anachar b'lei akira, is a chatzi melacha, not a chatzi shir. Aval al pizet tzarech lavin, in this comparison that we're drawing between Akesha Sheina Kayama and Akira without Anachar, Anachar Bile Akira. So this will raise another question, a further question. B'melaches ha'itza b'akira y'anachar levadon sh'asura midivri seifrim, the Isser D'Rabbanan that's there by Akira or Hanacha, which we said is only a Isser D'Rabbanan because it's a chatzi melacha. This Isser D'Rabbanon le'matzinu shi'atirua le'tzeirach mitzvah. We find that it's usser even when he wants to do an akira alone or an anacha alone for the sake of a mitzvah. Doing it for the sake of a mitzvah doesn't make it mutter. Va'adarab, mevur b'mefarshim. The mefarshim explain shatam asheshanu chacham b'mishnasam reish meseches Shabbos adin deitza ba'ani va'asher. The example in the first mishnah for akira b'lei anacha, anacha b'lei akira, is with a ani and a usher who's giving tzedakah, and he picked up the bread and the ani took it from him, or the ani lifted up, reached in and he took it from the usher. But why does it give that example of a poor man who's standing outside and a rich man who's standing inside? Because it's a case of tzedakah where one did an akira and one did an anacha. And the reason why the Mishnah gives the example of an akira and anacha that's asher midrabanan, when someone did only one of them, with an ani and an usher, and the usher is giving tzedakah, b'chdei lahayre say the mefarshim, is to teach us the gam haitza de nesina tzedakah me usher la'ani, even a akira without anacha haitza, which is used to give tzedakah, asura is usher. This akira b'lei anacha, the iser d'rabbanan, is even when it involves giving tzedakah, hainu shasura gam letzeirech mitzvah. The Isser of Akira B'lei Hanacha is l'tzeirach mitzvah still aser. V'akira yanocha levada midivrei seif, from a full heitzah is aser min atera, even if it's l'tzeirach mitzvah. And a partial heitzah, akira alone, anocha alone, is aser midrabanan l'tzeirach mitzvah. So if we want to draw the comparison between akesh ashen and shakayama with akira b'lei anocha, anocha b'lei akira, then we're going to be bothered. We're going to have the question on the difference in halacha between them. Umayishna chatzi meleches akshira she'ena shel kayama she'itirua letzeirach mitzvah. Why is the kesher she'enek shel kayama that we're saying is also a chatzi melacha? And there, when it's a tzeirach mitzvah, the chachamim permitted it. Akira b'lei anachar al nachar b'lei akira, which is also a chatzim melacha, and that's the reason why it's only aser d'rabbanan. But that aser d'rabbanan isn't pushed away even the tzeirach mitzvah. Uvetama chiluk yesh lemar. The reason for this difference, says the Rebbe, that although both of them are a chatzim melacha, and therefore both of them have the same reason for not being aser min ha-teira, but there's a difference in the reason that made them yes be aser midrabanan. Daf sheshneim asurim midivrei seifrim, both akira b'lei anachar akesh ashen shakayama are aser midrabanan mikol makim ein tam ha-iser shaveh. The reason is different. What made them aser midrabanan is different. Tam iser ha-itza b'akira ibanachar b'vad, Hugzeira Shema Yaveyu Kol Echad Be'echad Mehem Lasis Melacha Shleima B'Shabbos. The reason for Akira without Anachar, Anachar B'lei Akira, is because if a person does a part of the Melacha Seitzah, then he might come at a later time to do a full Melacha on Shabbos. Chachamim asked it, Misug Advarim, this falls under the category of those things, Sha'asru Chachamim Shema Yavi Mehen Isra Skila, that although it's inherently not Asr, but it may lead to an Avera, which is an Isra Skila, an Avera that's a complete Malach. Mashenkin Tam Isra Kshiras Kesha She'ena Shakayama, a Kesha She'ena Shakayama, the reason why it's Asr Hulafisha Midivre Seifrim, Nikra Zegamkin Shakayama, Hayova Emid Liskaya Mezes Man, is because even though it's not really a knot, it's not really a Kesha, because it's not Shakayama, but the Rabbanim consider even a temporary Kesher a Kesher. I mean, a Teira, it's not considered a Kesher. It's not considered a tying. It's not considered a knot, because it's temporary. But the Rabbanim say, well, if it lasts for some duration of time, that there, at least mid Rabbanim, that's considered a Kesher. Hainu shehu misuga melachis she'asru chachamim imnei shehim deimim lemelachis. Meaning the first one, akira b'lei anacha, the isir is because this could bring the person to do a melacha a different time. If he does a part of the melacha, he might come to do a complete melacha. The kesha she'ni shel kayama, the chachamim asered, because this itself, even though it's not a melacha, but it's similar enough to a melacha, it's deimim lemelachis, that the Rabbanan consider it a melacha, even though the Torah doesn't consider it a melacha. What's the nafkemina in this difference? It says, Mikivan she'isura shel melachis hakshira she'ni shel kayama. Since the reason that caused the Chachamim to aser a kesher she'ena shakayama is not because this could lead the person to do a malacha, it's because it has a derabbanan the similarity to a malacha. Because it has some similarity, the derabbanan say, well, we see this, we consider this a kesher, so it doesn't have the same severity as akira b'lei anacha, which has a stringency in the fact that this can bring a person to iser skila to melacha deiraisa. So therefore, because of this distinction, arei baze yesh makim lechalik v'leimar, since akesha shayin shakayama, we don't see it as something that could lead to iser skila. We just see the chachamim viewing this, defining this differently and saying it has a drabbanadik status as a malacha, but since it doesn't have the strong shash of bringing a person to a malacha, yishmakim lachalik v'leimer the shiny b'makim sheyesh ezitzayrich mitzvah v'chayetzi baza, that when there's a need, when it's for the sake of a mitzvah, we could permit it. Mashenke b'malachas hakira yanacha levada, when a person, the iser of akira yanacha, Sheisura mitam shema yavayayadali isra minatera. That the Isser is because this could bring a person to Isser Skila. This makes it more strict. The reason why the Rabbanan asked it is because they see a strong possibility that this could lead to Isser Deiraisa. And if it has that risk of leading to Isser Deiraisa, then they have to treat it with more stringency, or a mistaver, and then it's logical. That we have to retain the Isser. Keep the Isser, even if it's the Tzairich Mitzvah, because of this risk of it leading to Isser Deraisa. So the Rebbe taught us in this ice that there's two types of Isurim Derabbanan. Obviously, every Isser Derabbanan is because there's some chash, because Derabbanan are making a siyag latera. But sometimes Derabbanan don't see a strong risk that it's going to bring to Isser Skila. And therefore, the reason why they asked it is because if Torah asks certain things, a malacha that has enough of a similarity to the Isra Deiraisa is falls under that category, gets that label, at least Midrabanan. But then there's an Isra that, even Midrabanan, they can't say it's a malacha. If someone does only Akira, it's not a Haitzah Midrabanan. It's not that the Rabbanan consider it a Haitzah. It doesn't have a similarity. He only did part of the malacha. But there, the problem is that if we let him do part in such a case, the person might come to do the whole thing. There's a big risk that it will lead him. It's easy for doing a part to bring the person to do the whole malacha. And therefore, the Rabbanan are, it's a much, much more direct protection, precaution against the whole malacha. And because of the nature of being a precaution against the whole malacha, of being at risk of leading to the whole malacha, they have to treat it more strictly. That's what this explanation was. Let's see Ha'ara 22. So the Rebbe brought the lashon that Akira alone or Anocha alone is usur, because doing part of it, the Akira or the Hanach alone, may cause these people to do a Malacha Deiraisa. Shulchan Aruch Ad Marazakim, Simen Shin Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, Mipirish Rashi Shabbos Beis Amad Alp Dibra Maskel Shneim. These are the words of the Alter Rebbe, and Shulchan Aruch taken from Rashi. Avol, Bepirish Rashi Ein Tevas Mehem. The Alter Rebbe added one word. The people, the ones who are doing the Akira alone or the Anocha alone, is Gzeira Shema Yaveyu Kolechad Ve'echad. Rashi's lashon was each, someone could come and do an entire malacha. The Alter Rebbe added the words mehem, each one of them can come to do a whole malacha. V'yeshleimar shekavonas admarazokin lahadgish shegzeira zu v'achshashe higamal misha isa ha'anocha bovad. There's a svara to say, when can I aser, if there's akira b'lei hanocha, which one of them can lead to achi of chatas? Which one of them can lead to iser skila ta malacha gemura da akira? If someone does an akira by itself, so the chash is, well, if he did the akira, even though originally he was planning on having someone else do the hanocha, but if he forgets, if he gets carried away, he can easily finish it and do the hanocha, and he'll end up having done a Malacha Deiraisa. So we could see how by Akira there's a big risk of him doing the Malacha Deiraisa. But if someone else did the Akira already, and I'm just doing the Hanacha, seemingly doing a Hanacha can't end up it turning into a Malacha Deiraisa, because the Akira was already done by someone else. So the Alter Rebbe negates this idea. And the Alter Rebbe says, Kol echad ve'echad mehem, both of them, not other people who do an Akira. Both of them who did the Akira and the Hanacha might come to do a Malacha Deiraisa, even the person who did the Hanacha, because Agzeira hi shelo yavei hu atzmei lases Malacha Shleima bepama beis, even though from doing a Hanacha, this could never turn into a Malacha Deiraisa. But if I do a Hanacha on someone else's Akira and the Chachamim let me do it, then it's easy for me next time by mistake to start from the Akira and do the same thing. It's hard for a person to distinguish between them. And therefore, even the person who does the Hanacha, Kol Echad Mehem, both of the people who participated in the Malacha by doing either Akira or Hanacha, can through that end up doing a Malacha Deiraisa Isser Skila. Reshak levitai b'mefarshim b'pirshashi v'teis v'shabes gimul amarav d'ibur maschal p'turi da'afi. In mefarshim, we have the idea that possibly only the one who's doing the akira is someone who's doing something that could lead to an isra chatas. Because in this malach itself, only the one who did the akira has the risk of ending up now with a chiyav chatas. But the Alter Rebbe says otherwise. The Alter Rebbe emphasizes with the word behem that both of them, by if we allow them to do akira alone or anacha alone, can end up next time doing a malacha derais. 24. So the Rebbe said taras this difference between the two different types of isurim derabbanan by Shabbos. There's a malacha that has a similarity to isur deraisa, and there's a malacha that has the risk of leading the person to do isur deraisa. The ones that have a similarity, says the Rebbe, shamalachas misug ze einam michsha shema yovei leisur deraisa, is not because we see a strong risk. If not for the similarity, we wouldn't aser it. The only reason we aser it, akesha sheinu shakayama, for example, is because it itself, see, it's similar. It's a malacha that's very similar. It's a strong, there's a small, subtle difference, and therefore it's like a kesha shakayama, and therefore the chachamim give it a status of a kesha shakayama. How do I know by both of them the gzeira isn't just because we see a risk? It's a sus yagla teira. So the Rebbe, it's clear. Dim loikein lama mechalkam lebei sugim. It's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam describes the Isurim Derabbanan as one of these two ways. You see in the Rambam, there are two different categories. Vaharesug Echadhu. It's one category, it's Isurim Derabbanan. The fact that the Rambam breaks them up into two categories is because the reasons are different. Re Rambam Resh Per Kavdal Bein Chashab, Sheinim Demim Lemelacha, Veinim Mevim Lemelacha. By melachas that are not aser derabbanan, he said by melachas that are not in any of these two categories, the Rambam also specifies two things. They're neither daimim l'melacha nor mevim l'melacha. You see that the Rambam sees these as two different reasons and two different categories of isurim derabbanan. Ukdemuchach mizeh, further hechrich to this, that there's two completely separate categories and separate types of isur derabbanan, is also seen clearly in the fact shabekama vekama melachis. Hasuris midrabbanan kesef Rambam b'nei shehuke melacha deraisa plainis kiyesibaza. By some melachas, the Rambam says, why is it asur midrabbanan? Because it's like a melacha deraisa vekama vekama isurim kesef sham gzeira shema. Gzeira mishum, because it might come to do a malacha. So you see again from the lushenus of the Rambam that the Rambam clearly sees, separates between these two types of isurim. And with this separation, the Rebbe says we can understand the halacha, the difference between akira b'lei anochar, anochar b'lei akira, versus a kesha sheinu shakayama, because something that's mevi l'dei malacha, because of the risk that it entails, has to be treated more strictly and can't even become mutal tzeirach mitzvah. Aval ha gufa derish bir. But this answer leads us to still another question. Lama be'emes le'gazru me'ikara d'dina gamba malacha sakshira sheinu shakayama mikivan shi'chatzi malacha. Why indeed didn't the chachamim aser akshira sheinu shakayama, a temporary kshira, which is a chatzi malacha, therefore it's not aser midei raisa. Sharei mokim lachshe shema yavi lasis kesha shakayama shi malacha dei raisa v'lachein te asura gamu tzerech mitzvah. Why in fact is a kesha sheina shakayama only aser mitzadaimim l'malacha? Why didn't the chachamim see in a kesha sheina shakayama, temporary kesha, also the risk that if we let him do a temporary kesher, then he might come next time to do a permanent kesher, just like akira b'lei anocha. And if they would see it as being such a risk, then they would have the reason to make it aser even l'tzeirach mitzvah. Why indeed didn't they see that to have the same risk factor? But dvarim kavachemer. Not only should it also be seen as something that's mevi l'dei melacha, but it's even seemingly more easier to be mevi l'dei melacha then akira b'lei anocha, anocha b'lei akira. Im gazru b'akira anocha b'vad, because if anocha alone or akira alone, the chachamim saw it as being something that's mevi l'dei yisra skila. Afa pishi afshe lovi mimena l'malacha shleima kiyim ayidei pe'ula neisefes. L'anicha achre akira ila haktim l'anocha akira. For akira b'lei anocha, anocha b'lei akira, the only way that he can come to do a melacha shlema is if he does a different maisa, an additional maisa. If he did only an akira, this can only become a melacha deraisa, as if there becomes a new act of anacha. If he did only anacha, next time he has to be preceded by an akira for it to lead to a melacha deraisa. And nevertheless, the Chachamim said it's mevili de melacha, that risk is there, and they put it in the Isser, in the category of Dvarim shemevili de Isser skila. Hare kol shekein, then surely this same type of risk could be applied. Shahavilu ligzer, we should have made this gzera, bekesh hasheni shel kayama, shebechtei laver by alisser min ha-teira, enu chaser el adash, sheishar kein lo'ilam, hakesh hasheni shel kayama, you don't have to change anything about the act. All you have to change is the intent, and it becomes the Isra de Raisa. They should for sure have viewed that as considered that as something that's maybe the Isra de Raisa. In Hara 26, the Rebbe says, why was it necessary to make it a Kavachimer? Why do we have to say the Svara, the logic, that a Kesha Sha'in Shal Kayama is even worse? It's even seems like an even greater risk than Akira Bilei Anacha, because this takes away what seemingly we could have answered. Lachin in Leimer b'zeh mashakasav ha-Teisves. Teisves says in Shabbos, v'shema in la hashveis gzeres shal chachamim zu lazu oisam she'inam b'malacha achas. Teisves says, you know what? There's many, many differences between many gzeres derabanan. If the gzeres are in two different malachas, we can't ask on it. We can't try to compare them or try to equate them, because each malacha the Chachamim dealt with differently. And here they made a gzeira, here they didn't make a gzeira, and not always could you find a rationale for that. So according to Tesis, I can't ask l'cheira why by Kesh Hashen Shel Kayama did they not make it a gzeira Shema Yavi L'dei Malacha, unlike Akira B'lei Anacha, because Tesis says we're not able to equate that. We can't equate the malachas, and the Chachamim had their reasons. Says the Rebbe, but if I didn't have a Kavachemer, maybe we could have applied the Tesis to our case. But once we have a Kavachemer, so that takes away, then Tesis wouldn't have said the Kavana, said Tesis. Tesis means is shebemakim she'ein kushya alzeh oz ein lahashvis gzeres ulahakshis lama pam gazru pam loy. When there's no specific question, I'm just asking, they should have been the same. To me, it seems to be the same. We don't know all the information. You can't try to equate one malacha to another and one gzera to another. Aval muvan shebemakim she'esh nastira la gzera mitzad asvara. If there's a stira, if it seems to defy logic, not just because we want to equate them, but the one that's more strict, they didn't make a gzeira, and the one that's less strict, they did make a gzeira. So then, even though they're separate malachas, then that's a question of that we have to somehow resolve. That is a question, and there the klal of Tesvis that ein lahashveis agzeires would not apply. And therefore, in this case, where the Ktakavachemer, where there's more reason to make a Gzeira Shemayavu de Mulacha by Kshira, so here surely we could ask, why by Kshira did they not make that Gzeira, which would have made them make it us, or even Letzerech Mitzvah, unlike Akira and Anacha, where they did make a Gzeira. And with this difference, that the Rebbe says that Tesis' rule only applies where there's no Stira, a Pisa Yuvan, with this we'll understand. Lama harbe pa'amim mefarshim chiluki agzeiras v'chitzim. Many times we find in Rishenim that they do explain the difference between one gzeira and another. I taste the seder in lahashvis. You see that where there's a question on it, we have to answer. Where it's just that we think they could be equal, so they could seem equal, but that's in lahashvis. So we left off with a question. We said there's two different type of gzeiras. Akira b'lei anacha is one type of gzeira, shema yavi l'dei melacha, therefore it's also even l'tzerech mitzvah. Kesh hasheni shel kayama is a different type of gzeira, it's a iser, because it's dei melacha melacha, therefore it's mutl l'tzerech mitzvah. But the Rebbe asked, hagufa, why didn't we make a kesh hasheni shel kayama aser mitzad shema yavi l'dei melacha, because of the risk factor. He's dalit. V'abir bazeh, bazbara satam. Shatera Asra Dafke Kesha Shel Kayama. And the reason that Tera answered only a Kesha Shel Kayama Kesher Shel Kayama was in the Mishkan. That's how we know that a Kesher Sheina Shel, that only a Kesher Shel Kayama is Aser. But why indeed? What's the reasoning why the Isser should be only a Kesher Shel Kayama? Yeshleimar. So the Rebbe says there's a reasoning. There's an explanation why only Kesher Shel Kayama is a Malach. Because Malach is Hakshira Techana Chibur Ve'ichod Shnei Dvarim Chutim V'chayetzi Baza. Every malacha has a definition. What is this malacha? What is the malacha of kesher? It's the connecting and uniting two separate entities. Strings, threads, tying the threads, making two separate threads into one through tying them. That connection, that's what's called, that's the malacha of kshira. Veina kesher ra'ili kare b'shem chibur v'ichud amiti. A kesher can't be considered a true connection, a true unity. Ela ba'efin shenasa al-menas she'ishar kein la'ilam, unless it's permanent, unless it's forever. V'hainu sha'das she'yia kesher shal kayama hutnai b'melechis hakshira. This permanence, this intent to let the two objects remain together forever, that's what makes it kshira. Only because of that could I look at it as two separate entities being connected, becoming one. But if it's a temporary procedure, so there was no change in them, it's not the meleches hakshira b'chol, it's not two things becoming one, because it's a temporary circumstance. If the person's intent was to tie them temporarily and then untie them, it's not that they were connected, they didn't become one, because it's a temporary circumstance. And therefore this is not kshira. Kshira is a certain change that two things became one. If they're temporarily together, but they're not becoming one because it's going to change, that's not kshira. Hara 29. Olahar mizeh, we know, shenaharis shenifsakin pam achas. Lishavua, rivers that dry up once in 7 years, psulin lemechatas, can't be used for the mayim chayim for mechatas. Ki mitzias hamayim gam be'es hayesam eina mitzias demayim chayim ki mitzias demechazvin. Then they're called nahoris hamechazvin. They're not mayim chayim. When could the water, the rivers, be considered mayim chayim if they don't dry up? If they're not temporary? If they're temporary, even while they're flowing, they're not considered mayim chayim. Hara 30. Al pizeh, according to this, shapula sadas sheyishar kein la'olam. That the intent to keep it there permanently is in order to be a kesher. Because the definition of kesher is a change. If it's not really changing because they're coming together and they're going to go back separate again, so it's not a real change. Yesh makim lemar. This could explain another din that we see about kesher. If the whole idea, the whole intent that the person has to have that it should be permanent is because that gives a chshivas to the kshira. Yesh makim loymar sheyesh hecha sheyeshna inyan acher sheneisim chshivas la kshira gam kin chayiv gam im ein bedaite sheyishar kin leilam. The permanence of the kshira is because otherwise it's not a chashev kshira. Otherwise it's temporary, it's changing. It's as if there was never really a change in these two objects. But if there's something else that makes the connection real and important, other than the fact that it's going to stay there forever, the idea over here is that if it's temporary, it's as if it never happened. It's not important. But if there's something else that says it's important, then we consider that a real change, even if it's not permanent, because there's something else that made it important. Kemoi, what's an example of this? Bekshira shel mitzvah. Someone tied something for a mitzvah. The mitzvah se achshve, even if it's a temporary tying, the fact that it's a mitzvah gives it the same chshivas that the permanence would have given it. If I would learn not the way the Rebbe was machadish in this sicha, but that the kshira is the malacha, v'adas sheishar kein leilam harizat tnai ba malacha, aval eina lahach sheva kshira, and the intent that the person has to have, that it should be permanent, is a side condition. But that's not to give a chshivas to the kshira. It's just like every malacha has its rules. That's just a side rule. Then if I make a temporary kshira, even if it's a mitzvah can't be the fact that it's a mitzvah can't be a substitute for its permanence. If the permanence is, because then it's a chash of a connection, so then a mitzvah could be something else that makes it a chash of a connection. But if the connection is the kshira itself, and the permanence is because there's a tnai that you need permanence to be chayv, just like every malacha has its rules and regulations, so then a mitzvah can't substitute the tnai. We see in the Peskim that a kshira shel mitzvah, the mitzvah, we do say mitzvah, say achshvei. But the Rebbe says it's not a raya. Aval b'deiche gam oz yesh makim l'shakel v'tari. Even if I would say that the intent that it should be permanent is a tnai, but I could still possibly discuss, question, and say, Shagama tnai shal adas sheishar kein leilam in yonei lahachshiv ha-pe'ula yeser mikfishi chshuva mitzad atzma. The purpose of this tnai is, even if I would say that every kshira is chashiv, every kshira is considered a connection, but the reason why there's a condition that you're only chayiv if it's a kshira shal kesher shal kayama, is because the permanence makes it even more of an important connection. But even if it's a tnai, I could say this tnai is because this increases the chshivas. And then I would still be able to say that the chshivas that this tnai is for could be substituted by the fact that it's a mitzvah. Mken gam kshira shal mitzvah tayo bazar. Now, in the brackets, the Rebbe Bavarn's another question someone could ask. Pashut, shemidin ze atzmei, shalatzeirach mitzvah mutter liksha kesha sheinah shal kayama, l'chaira, our Mishnah said that a kesha sheinah shal kayama, the chachamim were mater l'tzeirach mitzvah. So you see, you don't say mitzvah say achshavei. Because if I would say mitzvah say achshavei, that would mean that the kesha sheinah shal kayama l'tzeirach mitzvah becomes a malacha deiraisa. And a malacha deraisa for sure, I wouldn't be matir. Ein la havi raya. You can't bring a raya from this din itself. Shekshiras mitzvah ena machshiva sakshira. That you don't say mitzvah say achshve. And the kshira of a mitzvah doesn't cause it to become a iser deraisa. Because really, I could say mitzvah say achshve does make it a iser deraisa. But that's when the tying itself is a mitzvah. But Kan Mairi, what we're talking about by the Kishrin in the Mishnah and then the Shabbos, that the Chachamim were Matal Tzeirach Mitzvah, is with the case She'ein HaMitzvah B'Hakshira Atzma. It's not that the tying itself is an act of a mitzvah. Kim She'Kishr Limdeid Echad Mishirei Teira V'Chayetzi B'Ezer. The tying is for the sake of a mitzvah, in order to take the measurements to know the relevance of Hilchus Tum and Tara, if there's Tum over here. There, for sure, I don't say mitzvah say achshavei. When would I say mitzvah say achshavei if I would say that when this actual tying is a tying of a mitzvah? Like the Minchas Chinuch that the Rabbi brings speaks about tying tzitzis, where the tying itself is a mitzvah. Olahar mekshira denima dekiner de beis amigdash. Har by the beis amigdash, they tied. It speaks about tying a thread. It says in the Mishnah in Erevin that anima b'mikdash, if one of the threads of the kiner of the levim got broken, got detached, so you're allowed to tie it in the beis hamikdash avalei b'medina. The Gemara says that that's according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that machshirei mitzvah are deiche Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, who say the Rabbanon, who say machshirei mitzvah are not deiche Shabbos, So einva, then all you could do is wind it around the nima. You can't tie it kasher shokayama because it's a melacha on Shabbos and machshirim mitzvah are not deiches Shabbos. So lecheira, what the Rebbe is saying in this ha'ara is that it seems at that point in the Gemara where the Gemara says that if you hold machshirim mitzvah is not deiches Shabbos, all you could do is einva, but einva would be mutter. L'cheira, if I say mitzvah, say achshavei, then aniva should be the same melacha as kshira, because even though aniva is not a chashave tying, but mitzvah say achshavei. That's seemingly what might may come out from that Gemara. Olahar mishulchan aruch ad marazakin simin tafresh nun aleph sivav b'negei le'igud halulav. The Rebbe says regarding tying the lulav, avol aser lases aniva al gabi kesher b'yantif. You can't make a aniva on top of a kesher kivan she'ene cheshesh latire elamis, because since this tying that you're tying the lulav with, you're going to leave forever. It's a kesher shel kayama. If you do aniva al gabi kesher, then it would be a melacha deraisa. Shemize mashma, from this seems shemhaya bidaita la tire achar zman, if he was making it only temporary, if he didn't have in mind to leave it forever, haya mutter, then it would be mutter to tie the lulav in that manner. Av shezel kesha shel mitzvah, even if it's a kesha shel mitzvah, seems like we don't say that mitzvah say achshave becomes a substitute for kesher shokayama. Aval Yeshleimer says the Rebbe, this raya from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is not a conclusive raya, because could be shemikivan sherak mitzvah mina mufcher legit halulav. Since the igur is not a complete mitzvah, it's a mitzvah mina mufcher, it's a preferable way of doing the mitzvah. Eine maspek lachshive, maybe a tying that's mamish a mitzvah, like we said before, tying tzitzis, that I say mitzvah say achshive. And maybe by lulav, but something that's not a complete mitzvah, it's just a preferable way of doing the mitzvah, that yitake don't say mitzvah, say achshave, it doesn't give it achshivas. You have to say this, dim loikein, hare kesher sheine shel kayama min ha-teira, mutter l'kesher l'tzeirech mitzvah v'afilu kesher ma'ase yuman. We said already that a kesher sheine shel kayama is mutter l'tzeirech mitzvah, even if it's a kesher ma'ase yuman. So l'cheira, by lulav, it should be mutter because of the fact that it's a tzeirech mitzvah. Elamai, we must be differentiating that this mitzvah is not considered a full tzeirech mitzvah because it's only a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. So once you're mukhrach to say this, that's svara, that the fact that it's a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, it doesn't get the heter of a tzeirech mitzvah, for the same reason it's not enough of a mitzvah to give it the isra of mitzvah, say achshvei. Im loy shenemer sha'ayri kishe'efshe bin yinacher, unless we push away this last raya and say that the reason why it's mutter, it's not, it doesn't have the heter of a tzeirech mitzvah, is not because it's not a full-fledged mitzvah, because it's only a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but because there's other alternatives, so therefore the tzeirech mitzvah would only be a heter when the mitzvah forces you to do this kesher. Back to the pnim of the sicha. Kopanim, we said that a kesher she'ena shel kayama is not a kesher. It's not considered that the two things were connected. It's not a true connection. So it's not a melach of kshira. Al pizeh yuvan, with this we understand, shebelo dehadas sheyiskayim hakesher, without this intent that the kesher should be lasting, hare ein ha'inyin shenechser chelek mishleimus pe'ulas ha'melacha. What you're missing is not just the completion of the melacha, the perfection of the melacha. You're missing the main ingredient of kshira, which is to make a change in two objects and make them one. They're not becoming one, because becoming one is only if it's permanently one, like we said in the whole ha'aris before now. It's not a genuine connection, it's not a true oneness. It's just a superficial closeness, but it's not a oneness, it's not a change, it's not a connection. v'chelek shel eisa hamalacha she'asra ha'teira. Since akesha she'ena shakayam is only a superficial connection, but it doesn't in truth have any shaychus, any resemblance to a true kshira, be'emeth. Lachem le'gazru b'ashema yavei mimiksas alas is kula v'yaver alisr min ha'teira. Therefore, the Chachamim didn't treat it as something that's a risk of bringing Tamalacha Gemura because it's so removed from it. For the Chachamim to say Shema Yavu de Mulacha, there has to also be some aspect of the Mulacha. If there was an Akira and a Anacha, that means the change of Hitzah took place. It was done through two different people. But the one person didn't do it. It's only Asr Midrabanan. But it's Yavil de Mulacha because there is this change that the Mulacha usually does. It's happening, albeit through two people. Masheikin by Kshira, the change that Kshira would constitute when it's Minatera is not happening at all with the Kesha Sheina Shel Kayama, and therefore the Rabbana didn't put this in the category Bechlal of something that has the risk of bringing B'dei Melacha. They treat it only as a Doimim L'Melacha. Miata Muvan Shatam Sha'afa Pikein Asruah Chachamim, that the Chachamim nonetheless Aser HaKesha Sheina Shel Kayama is ena yala mishum zeshe bechitzeni yusa deima malacha zulam malacha sakshir is only because of this superficial resemblance. Omikivan she'ein zeh mitam gzeira, and therefore since they didn't see this as a risk factor because it's only a superficial resemblance, the actual malacha is not happening. Lachein muteresi letzerech mitzvah, therefore they were matred letzerech mitzvah, like we said before, this they couldn't treat the same way they treated ha'akira by alone or ha'anach alone. When there was two different people that each one did akira, one did anacha. Gidra shemalacha zu he heitsa ayachnasam rishus lishus. The gather of the malacha is the moving of the object from one rishus to another rishus, which is kelo kama chalakim upratim. There's a number of stages. There's a number of parts to this malacha akira anacha v'chulu. When one person didn't do one of these parts, even though it's a chatzi malacha, there wasn't an entire malacha done. The akira has in it a partial heitzah. It's a heitzah, it's part of the change, it's one step of the change. So when there's a part of the malacha taking place, there the Chachamim see it as a risk of bringing to the entire malacha. Therefore they ask that even letzerech mitzvah, is not a part of the malacha, it's nothing. There's no union that happened, it's just a superficial closeness. Ha'ara 31. So the Rebbe said that Kesha She'ena Shel Kayama is not Begeder Kshira. Okameshu B'tzada Havchi She'mekalkal Al-Menas L'Sakein Chayev Av She'mekalkal Pater Ki Mekivan Shu Al-Menas L'Sakein Harigam Be'esa Kilkal Ena Kilkal Amiti. Just like we say Mekalkal B'Shabbos is Pater Kol Ha'mekalkal P'turin. But a Mekalkal that's for the sake of a Tikkun, a mekalkal al menas l'sakein, that's not looked at as a kilkul, it's looked at as a tikkun. The same thing in the opposite, a kesher that's in order with the intent ultimately to sever the connection is as if it was never connected to begin with. Hara 32, we said in the Pnim that when there's a kesher she'ena shel kayama, it's not just it's missing an ingredient, it's not a kesher, because there's no connection happening here. It's not a true unity. B'dugma similar v'loy mamish mashkasav ha-magad mishne b'negei l'mulachas tikkun kli. The Magad Mishnah says a svara about the mulach of tikkun kli, mesakim manim, makim v'pai completing, finalizing, and perfecting a keli. Shem loy niskavin l'tach l'zu, says the Magad Mishnah, that there should be a perfecting, a completion of a keli that's aser mitzatikun keli, shem loy niskavin letach lezu, if he didn't have this in mind, eino begeder melacha klal, it's not a melacha that he's pater on. It's not a melacha. The melacha is completing a keli that with that intent to complete a keli. Even according to the day that you're chayiv on a melacha b'shabbos without kavana, that's when you did the melacha, you were just lacking in kavana. But tikkun keli is only a melacha if you had in mind tikkun keli. The melacha is not what you did, it's the intent is part of the melacha. L'har mi teisus tibar maschal b'tzarech le'itzim, that their taste has a similar svara by Zaymer. In the Shulei Agilyon, the Rebbe says, the first star, Yeshna Mareitzim Leimer King Gambinigel Melechas Seda. The Rebbe brings Amarkevis a Mishnah, that by Seda is also similar. It's not the Melacha itself that's a Melacha, it's the intent, Shabalei Kavana Latzeran, that if someone captures a creature unintentionally, einze begedet tzeda klal, it's not like doing a melacha she'enim miskaven, it's not a tzeda, v'lei rak shebegedet einim miskaven, eshechaser b'melachas machshavas. U'mitartzim al pizza kushes haram b'shabes al harashba b'pirish divi yerushalmi v'chulu. With this they answer a question in Rishenu. Aval einekein, but that's not correct to apply this svara to tzeda. Ki mefurish b'beya, it says in the Gemara in Beya, v'cheinu b'shulchan aruch, v'cheinu b'shulchan aruch ad marzakin, shemuter lifreis machtzeles al gabi kiveres shel dvarim, you could spread out a mat over a beehive that will cause them to be captured, captive in the beehive, u'bovad shelo yichavin lotzud, as long as he doesn't have in mind lotzud, he's putting the mat for another reason. It can't be a psikresha. That means it had to be that it's possible that his laying out this mat won't result in capturing the bees. But if it's inevitable that he's going to capture the bees, that's called a psikresha, and then it will be us. Says the Rebbe, from that din we see not like the Mekeves HaMishnah. Because v'im b'lei kavana ein zet tzeda klal, if I would say that tzeda without kavana is not a tzeda, it's not just a tzeda that you're putter on, le'ichpas lanim havi psikresha, then let it even be a psikresha. Even if it would be a psikresha, it's still mutter because it's not a melacha. Psikresha is when it's for sure that the melacha will happen. So from this din we see not like the Mekeves HaMishnah, that although by makeh bepatish, by tikkun keli, the kavana is negiah to the malacha itself, the absence of the kavana would cause it not to be a malacha, by tzeda you can't say that. Ha'ara 33 said, kesher sheinu shel kayam is not a kesher, it's not a connection, it's merely a superficial closeness of the threads. Hainu, in a case where he does have the intent that this kesher should remain, so there obviously the act of tying is part of the melacha. If he just has an intent and he doesn't do anything, there's no melacha. Hare apirish bazesh adas sheishar kein lo'ilo machshavis ha'pe'ula shetia pe'ulas ha'melacha. There what we mean is, because through that, the das is what makes this act be considered a melacha. Avalim chaser, not that there's two parts and the melacha is one part and the das is the second part. The das is what makes this melacha be an act of connection and not just a superficial closeness. Avalim chaser adas, if he's lacking in this das, gama pula in a klum. Hara 34 said the kesher shein shakhema doesn't even have a part of kesher. Well, there chamavur b'sif gimel, like the Alter Rebbe explains, like vim ena yela kesher echad bovat belo yaniv al gaba ena nikra kesher klal umuter lekasher latire afilu im oimid leskayim leila. Someone makes a kesher without anything else on top of it, one time, without a niva on top of it, it's not a kesher. And therefore, even if it's going to be forever, there's no iser. You see there the same idea that the kesher that's missing the aniva is not a mulacha that's missing a certain condition. It's bechlal not a kesher. It's not the mulacha of kshira. Nevertheless, kasha sheinu shel kayam l'shalel tzerich mitzvah is aser, because although it's not a malacha like we said, but it's deim l'malacha. Mashenkin kasher echad eini deim klal l'malacha. If it's just a kasher echad, this case that the Rebbe brought from the Alter Rebbe in Siv Gimel is not even deim l'malacha, and it doesn't even have a isur d'rabbanu shalel tzerich mitzvah. Hara 35, he said we weren't geizer shema yavi l'dei malacha by kasher sheinu shel kayam, because it's not even a malacha. It's not even a part of the malacha. It's nothing, because it's not a connection. Chutzim yesh siba chazaka ligzer, unless there's a strong reason to be geizer, there's a strong risk factor. K'may hada b'shulchan aruch ad marzakin se mishin yud zayin siv beis, k'shu maisa umen, ladeya shemen atera asa rak k'shu maisa umen, sh'az kariv ma'id sh'yasa kesha shokayam. There's a case in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch where he made a Maisa Umin about a Kesha Sheinu Shel Kayama, that there, the chshash, the risk, is a very strong risk that if he ties a Maisa Umin, he'll come to tie a Kesha Shel Kayama. And Shom Sif Hei Sheregilin L'Kosha, Shom Sif Ches Shekariv Shele Yechalku Bein HaChavalim V'chitzi Bezalaf Sifil Shlefam Nimlech. Mavatli, all these cases are cases of Kesha Sheinu Shel Kayama where there's a very strong risk factor, then they take Aser. Mashenkin by Tzari, Aser B'cholif, and by Akira B'le Anocha, Anocha B'le Akira, they Aser always. You still have to say this explanation that the Rebbe said in the Pnim. In the Shulia Gilyan on this Ara, Vadi Tiru Tzerech Mitzvah Gam Maisa Umen, that even a Maisa Umen is Mutil Tzerech Mitzvah, L'cheir, we said that a Maisa Umen is a very strong Shah Shema Yovil De Malacha. And by Shema Yovil De Malacha, the Rebbe said before, they weren't matter even Tzerech Mitzvah. Yesh Leymar, D'lefi Shepaka Ha'isr Klali Sheyesh Bazesh Deim L'Malacha, Paka Gama Gzeira. That when it's Tzerech Mitzvah, since the, in general, by Kesher, that's Eina Shel Kayama, has the Isra we said as Deimel Malacha. And in certain instances, it's also maybe Deimel Malacha when there's a strong risk factor. But when it's the Tzeirach Mitzvah, we take away the Isra of Deimel Malacha, like we explained in the whole Sikha. Once we take away the Isra of Deimel Malacha, we also don't leave any Gzeira of Shema Yavi Deimel Malacha. Ha'ara 37. There's three parts, the Akira, and then you carry it Mishus Lashus, and then there's a Hanacha and the Nurishus. And there's many discussions and many proofs to the various sides. What's the main thing? Is the main thing the Akira? Is the main thing the Hanacha? Is the main thing both the Akira and the Hanacha? Or the main thing is the Hitzah, and both the Akira and the Hanacha are secondary. Says the Rebbe, so here we said they're all part of the Malacha, and that's why they're all Aser, Akira, Bilei, Hanacha, every one of them is Aser. Seemingly the Achreinim have a question about that, which is the Iker, not that they're all a part of the Malacha. Says the Rebbe, no, this has nothing to do with those discussions in those Achreinim. Says the Shakla Vitaya, the discussion is when could I consider that the chayfetz was moved from one rishus? Is that kira because it was already uprooted from the first rishus? That's the main part of the change. Is it the hanacha? Avolukuli al magedar amalacha uhaitza ayachnasa v'chol prachal itza v'achnasi akoponim chelik me'amalacha. Even though we could discuss what's the ikir, when do we mainly consider it to have changed the shuyas, but for sure every part, every detail of these, the akiras, the anacha, and the itza, all are actual part of this entire itza. So we explained that Kesher Sheinu Shel Kayama is bechlal not a kesher. It's only aser shedim l'malacha, and because it's bechlal not a kesher, they didn't, Chavim didn't see necessary to apply to it the Isser of Shema Yovil de Melacha of the possible risk factor that it entails. Ois hei. Al pizeh yivur gamata mashashanu b'mishne b'siyim ha-mesechta meididin v'acha kachkishin. Now we go back to our question in the beginning. Why does meididin come before kishin? Pekikin comes first because it's the first in the story and it's because it's the biggest chiddush. Why does meididin before kishin? Now, with all these hakdamas that we went deeper and deeper into understanding the Isser Drabbanan of Kshira, so now we'll come back and understand this question on the Mishnah. This parallel we explained, Shabakshira's Kesha She'ene Shal Kayama Shasruah Chachamim, in the tying a Kesha She'ene Shal Kayama, Ein Shum Chelek Mimalachis HaKshira Deiraisa. It doesn't have any part of Kshira Deiraisa. The whole Isser Drabbanan is because it's superficially similar to Kesha Shal Minatera, which is a true connection. The Isser is not because of what you're doing, because what you're doing is nothing. What you're doing has no aspect of a Melacha Deiraisa. The Isser Drabbanan is only because of its similarity to something else that's a malacha, a malacha asura b'lishem shayches elah. It has a similarity to a malacha that's asur, even though it doesn't actually contain in it any part of the malacha asura. Zayse meres, which means shelu lehadimyan ein tam lesser akshira mitzadatzma. If not for this similarity that we said before is because of its superficial closeness, we wouldn't make shira asur. Mashen kim pula samedida. In contrast to that, medida measuring, da'af apisha eini sura mitzat shaychus l'malachas sura menater lechelik mimena v'leidimien ilah, ela shekol yisaydi sura hurak medirabon. Even though on the one hand, like we said before, medida is not similar, it doesn't have any way that it's equal to any malacha deiraisa. The Isser of medida is because of itself. Because it's zilzul and Shabbos, like we said, it's only a Isser Drabbanan. A'ula me'idach, but on the other hand, hare mizeh gufa muchach she'isuro mitzat atzma mitzat pula samedida shehu ma'isachel v'zilzul Shabbos. On the other hand, kshira, there's nothing bad about kshira. The Isser is a kesha shel kayama. Kesha she'ino shel kayama, there's nothing at all wrong with it, except that it's similar to something wrong. Mashenkin medida, there's something wrong with the medida itself. The Isser, the Rabbanan that they put on medida is because medida itself is a zilzul and Shabbos. Because there's something wrong with the medida itself. The problem that it has, that it's a maisachel, is a problem with the medida itself. The problem with the kesher sheino shel kayama is not anything wrong with the kesher itself, but merely its similarity with a kesha shakayama. Mistar bitamza mistaber. Because of this, we should reach the conclusion shamedida shehu begeder iser mitzadatzme, that measuring, which is an inherent iser, yesh lahachmer ba yeser mikshira, we should be more machmer than kshira. She'ein isura mitzadatzme kanal, that kshira doesn't have anything wrong with this, with it itself. The problem is only its similarity to something else. And therefore, if medida should be more usher than kshira, the heter by medida is a bigger chiddush than the heter by kshira. And therefore, since we say the bigger chiddush first, it makes sense that medida meididin comes before kishin. V'lachen kishamishne ba laheris sheshnein hutru l'tzeirach mitzvah. When the Mishnah tells us that we're matter both of them l'tzeirach mitzvah, harei beheter ha-medida ikar ribusa yiseira. The heter of medida is a bigger chiddush. And therefore the Mishnah says, based on what we saw from Teisvah Shachidish Terachlis Nichshin Tchila, the bigger Chiddush comes first, Meididin Tchila V'achakach V'Keishin. Meididin is first, because Meididin is an inherent problem. Keishin is not an inherent problem, it's just because of something else. It's a more logical heter, makes more sense to heter, and therefore Meididin is a bigger Chiddush. Hara 38, if a dugmas mashkasav acham seif minigil yantav sheni shel chag ha-shavuos. It's famous, known what the Chasam Sefer says about the second day of Shavuos, shemekivan shetayim mehu ra kadeh shalei lachlik b'mayadayis, ve'ein zeh mitam sveka d'yema. The second day of Shavuos, you always know when, Shavuos, you always know when the yantif is, because you know it's It's the end of the Sefirah, 49 days from Pesach, 50 days from Pesach. So Shavuos really shouldn't need a second day of Yantiv because there's no Sfeika D'Yema. The Chachamim said to make 2 days Yantiv of Shavuos Shalei Lachlik B'Meyadei. It says the Chassam Sefer comes out that Ve'ein Zeh Mitam Sfeika D'Yema, that the second day of Shavuos is not because of Sfeika D'Yema. It's Shalei Lachlik B'Meyadei. Yesh B'Zakoyach Shavadei. That makes it in one respect more strict than all the other Yom. It's the second day Yantiv of all the other Yomim Tevim. That it gets a gather of vade, and like the Chassam Sefer says, there's nafkuminis lalocha, mashenkin b'shara yomim tevim, by all other yomim tevim, harezerak begeder sofik, the iser is only a iser mi sofik, afsha b'shara yomim tevim, harezer tzveke de reisa, uvechag ha-shvuas, harezer vade de rabbanan, still, even though by every yontif, the second day yontif is because I have a sofik, I'm not sure which day is yontif, so it's a sofik de reisa, could be the second day is really the de reisa de yontif. On shvuas, there's no sofik at all. It's a drabbanon, but the drabbanon is a vade, just like we're saying over here. Akesha shein is shokayama is because of its similarity that could bring to Isra deiraisa, but it's only similar to Isra deiraisa. It doesn't have anything wrong with itself, like the Yantiv Sheni Shel Golis by the other Yom Tevim. It's a Sveika Deiraisa, but there's nothing wrong with the Yantiv Sheni Mitzad Atzme, except for the fact that it could be that this is Yom Rishon. Mashenkin, the second day Yantiv of Shavuos, the Chachamim had a reason to make this itself also Shalei Lachlik B'Meyadeis. So therefore it has an inherent Yisr, and that gives it a bigger Chumra, just like Medida, that Medida in itself is Aser, because the Medida is a Maisachel. Sivav, Abir, Al Pipnimi Sanyanim Lama Nishnu Gimel Anyanim Eilu Baseidah Shal Pekin Made Invocation. The order Al Pichsidis of Bahakdim Diok Alashim Pekikin Belashim Hevel Pula Vadas. There's another Diok in the Mishnah. Why does it say Pekikin? You do this. You stop up holes. Velaitana Mutir Lipkik. You don't stop up. You say you're allowed to be Pekik. Why does it say it as a fact that you do it? This sounds like the Mishnah is being meramis. That this is something that you have to do, not merely that you're able to do. What's the pshat in this? Inspired by Mokim Acher, was explained elsewhere. Hatam al pipni misanyana mashem sechas Shabbos maschila davka b'dinei tzah. Explained in a different sicha why Shabbos, Mesechas Shabbos in the first perek, the first Mishnah, you start with dinei tzah. Because the idea that's there in the Malacha of Eitzah is a Ruchnius Dike Inyan that is the Pnimius Dike Techen of all the Malachas. Ayidei Asiyas HaMalachis Asuris, through doing any of the Malachas that are Asar on Shabbos, Moitziyim, one takes out Rishus HaYachid Yechide Shalaylam, one is removing from Rishus HaYachid the Rishus HaYachid, from the Rishus of the Eibishter, the Rishus of Yechidei Shel Olam, the Rishus HaRabim, taking from the Rishus of the Eibishter to Rishus HaRabim, which is Turei Depruda, the mountains of separation, Olam HaKlipas, the world of Klipas. V'lachein ba'inyan ha'itzah b'turak dama klalus l'chol dinei Shabbos, and therefore Hitzah comes first, because Hitzah, Mishus Hashus is the definition of what's happening any melacha asura that a person chas v'shalom does. Al derech so b'negeil asim v'chesim ha-mesech ha-shakel ha-helech ha-chasim. So similarly, in the end of the meseches, that just like the beginning of the mesechta describes the negative outcome of any of the melachas that someone does that he's not allowed to do, the end of the mesechta explains the positive result of keeping Shabbos and Mevarek Shom. Inyan klali anasa yidei klali shmira Shabbos b'chol protechid l'kaman. Vur b'kama mekemis, we explain in many places, achilok sheben gimel zman azmanim the Shabbos, the difference between the three times of Shabbos, which are Aleph, Maile, Leil Shabbat, the night of Shabbos, Beis Yemid Shabbat, the day of Shabbos, gimel zman, minchas Shabbos, raiv v'dacharaiv in the afternoon, the time of mincha. But the difference between these three times is, Shebelil Shabbos hu aliyas ha-malchus mi biyala atzilus. Leil Shabbos is aliyas ha-malchus. Kibimeis achel yiredis ha-malchus le-biyah levar birurim. During the week, Malchus goes down into Elameis biyah to be mevar de birurim in Elameis biyah, uchemeshe kasav ragleho yerdis. Uvelil Shabbos, the night of Shabbos, he elam misham latzilus, Malchus goes back up to Tzilus. Umikivan she'elam is mekablam misfiras ha-Malchus, since all of the elamis get their sustenance, their chayas from Malchus. So when Malchus is elevated, then the chayas that goes to all the elamis from Malchus is a higher chayas. So when Malchus, Lil Shabbos, when Malchus goes up to Atzilus, Hare Meir, Oz B'Biyah, is Meir, and all the Elamis B'Biyah, Sfiras HaMalchus, Kfishi B'Atzilus, the Ashpah, that comes from Malchus, the way Malchus is Natzilus. Achar Kach, B'Yayma De Shabbat, and then on the day of Shabbos, Meir, B'china Nailus Yeser, B'china Zah, is Meir a higher level, Zah, Midas Atzilus. So Malchus goes up to Atzilus, not just the way it is in Atzilus and Malchus, but it's Nichol and Zah, in the Midas. Vachakach bizman Raiva deriven, in the time of Raiva deriven, who gilui ha bechino madrega shalemaila mizo malchus, shemimena bo hayichod zo malchus, is meyer in elamis, the gilui of a level in Atzilus that's higher than both zo malchus, that's therefore able to be miyached, to unite zo and malchus to Atzilus. Velochinem betfilas min arvis shal Shabbos. Therefore, we see this difference between the three inyanim in the Lashenis in the Tefillahs, that by Ma'irev of Shabbos, you say, V'yanuchu v'ch kol Yisrael mekadshi shemecha. But Lashen Nekeva goes on Malchus, because then is Aliyas HaMalchus. B'Tefillahs Shachris, you say, V'yanuchu b'y Lashen Zacharis, because then is Nimshech Tehashpa from Zah. Uv Tefillahs Mincha, by Mincha, you say, V'yanuchu v'm, because then is both Zah and Malchus, Yichud Zah and Malchus, that's why we say Lashen Rabbim. V'hine mikivan shebeleil Shabbos yesh aliyas ha'ilameis, since on leil Shabbos there's aliyas ha'ilameis, all the ilameis are on a higher level. Sfiras ha'malchus me'ira b'biyak fisha b'atzilus, the hashpa from malchus and all ilameis b'yas from malchus the way it is in atzilus, that that causes all the elements to be in a higher level, like he says in Ara 47, like the Shalmi says, even Amma Aretz doesn't tell a lie on Shabbos, because all the elements be are in a higher level. Therefore, on Lil Shabbos, all the klippis become battle. The result of the higher level of Alikus, that's Meir and Elamis, is that the klippis become battle. During the weekday, mikivan shemalchus yeredes levar birurim sheba elamis biyah. Since malchus comes down into biyah, so it gives some type of recognition to the mitzias of elamis biyah. Resha klipis yeshlohem tfisas mokim. So the klipis during the week have an existence because malchus, so to speak, recognizes them. Lachen lein is batul ha klipis ba elamis. Therefore, during the week, the klipis are there, present in the elamis. They're not nisbatul. Mashenkim b'Shabbos, unlike Shabbos, mikivan shesfiras ha-malchus eila oz batzilus, since on Shabbos Malchus goes up to Atzilus, she'im bo ra klal, k'mei shekosav le'igurcho b'ra'an b'Atzilus, there's no possibility of rav, evil of negativity. L'chein ha'elam u'b'matzev kazeh sha'klipis b'telam, since tashpa then in the world, and biyah, is from Malchus the way it is in Atzilus, so there's no place for any klipis in all the elamis. Amna, move on. However, it's understood shebaze aliyas hamalchus ubitla klipis shayich v'kasher ze b'mida yidua l'avedas ha'adam. This is connected to avedas ha'adam. In Ha'ara 51, the Rebbe says l'har shegam al derech halacha tzrichim b'nei Yisrael lifil v'lasi says mitzias yem ha'shabbos. Even in halacha, there's a certain effect that Yidden have in making Shabbos b'Shabbos. And the same thing Beruchni is that the Bitl HaKlippus is dependent on Avedas HaAdam. V'lochin Amur Azal B'negei L'Avedas B'nei Yisrael. And therefore the Chazal say about Yidin Asa Shutif LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis, that through the Aveda of Yidin they become partners with the Ebishter and Maisa Bereishis, that this that Yidin caused through their Aveda, the result that happens in Shabbos, that the Klippus become Batal, is called becoming a partner in Maisa Bereishis. Shem Yabirim Bazehu. One of the explanations, what does it mean Yidin become a partner with the Eibishter and Maisa Bereishis, is Alpi Maim Razal. It's based on what Chazal say, Ruach Tzveinus Einam Misevevas, Hainu Mishim Mitzad, Abriyam. It says that the north side of the world is not closed off, it's open. Hainu, Shemitzad, Abriyam, Mitzad Atzma, the way the world was created, Mitzad Atzma, Haritzat Safin, the north side, Hameira, Amoke, Rumoke, Maklipis, the north shows on the source of Klipis. Like we say, Kemeshikasa Mitzafin, Tipasachara, the bad starts off from the Tzafin. And it says it's not Misevevis, it's not closed up, it's Pasuachu, the north side is open, which implies a possibility of entrance from that side by the Klipis. Sheyeshne Mokim Le Klipis, there's a room for Klipis to exist. Avo b'Shabbos and Shabbos Shaydei Avedus Bnei Yisrael, Hamalchus Eila, that Aved even causes Malchus to be elevated in Atzilus Vaydei Zemizbatris Aklipis, that causes the Klipis to be battle. Harei Zekilu Oisim V'Seisimim Esad Atzafim V'Nigmeres Abriya the Bittel Aklipis, did not giving room and possibility for Klipis to come into the world is like closing off the north side from where the Klipis gain entrance, so to speak, to the world. That's what it means that you become partners with the Eibishter Maaseh Bereishis. They're completing the work of the Eibishter and creating the world that left the unfinished side. Shegam heim poyelim bebrias elam through the Aveda of Yidden. That brings about the Hamshachos, the Hashpois of Shabbos. So they're perfecting and completing, finishing the Bria Salem. V'davar zenasa take it from Yad B'knisas HaShabbos, this Bittel HaKlipis and completing the north side happens as soon as Shabbos comes in, Ayde Kabbalas HaShabbos HaShmiras HaAz, through the Aveda of Yidden of accepting and keeping Shabbos then. V'achar kach kischara shal Aveda zu, as a schar for the Aveda of Leil Shabbos Mis'alim B'yema D'Shabbat, and then in the day of Shabbos, Yidden become elevated to Dagon Nailas Yeser to even higher level, which is Legili Ha'er de Zod Atzilus. That then it's Nizgala de Zod Atzilus, which is higher than Malchus Atzilus. And then they get elevated even higher. Ad Legili Ha'er Shalom Ma'ilim Izo Malchus Miachtam, the air that unites Zo Malchus, like we said before. Vizo Shabbosim Masechus Shabbos. Hayinu Shabbosim Mashmiras Kol Hilchis Masechus Shabbos Shekulim Nichlalim Bezihiros Be'isr Dehitzah Veshabbatchilas HaMasechta Klal Kinal. And the Siyam of Maseches Shabbos, which represents completion of keeping Shabbos, the Shleimus in keeping Shabbos, which is the Shleimus of removing the Inyan of Heitzah, which is allowing Klipas to be Nimshach into the world. Bo Haidah, so Shabbos, Maseches Shabbos finishes off Al Gimel HaAliyas B'Schara Shal Aveda Zu, and the three levels of Aliyas that are the reward for keeping Shabbos. Vehein hanirmazis b'shalish anyanim olafi seder zedav kapekin umeidim vacation. These are the three things that says in the Mishnah. B'leil Shabbos, davoid of leil Shabbos, which is the first step, which is peyalim aliyas ha-malchus, aliyas ha-elam esu bitla klipes, bringing malchus in tatsilis, which is le'igur chara, which is mevatal de klipes, that's peykikin. Shayideza, what's accomplished through the Aveda of Leil Shabbos is Seismin Upekikin Asachol of the Ruach Tzvanis, is the blocking up the opening of Ruach Tzvanis, so the Klippas have no access and the Klippas are Mizbatal. So therefore, the first thing is Pekikin. From there, we're elevated higher to get Ashpav Zah, that Zah is called Umeididin, that Meididin should be Lashin Mida. Meididin is Milashim Mida, measurement, Pekulashim Azal, B'mida, Sha'ada, Meidid, Ba, Meididin Loi, according to the Aveda of the person, that's how it's Nimshach, the Ashpa to him, and that's the Milashim that refers to, that represents the Ashpa from Zah, the Midis of Zah, which is in according and in proportion to the person's Aveda, Meididin, B'mida, Sha'ada, Meidid. And from there they come to the third level, the higher level, l'pchinas v'kayshin, shemeyer ha'er shalemayla miza u'malchus, u'mekasher u'ma'achid eisem, the highest level of raivid u'choraivin, is the higher level that connects zo u'malchus, that's v'kayshin, the aveda that brings about the unity and connection between zo u'malchus, v'yedeizem megam mekasher kol ha'elameis kulam, and that also brings the connection of all the elameis with the Eibishter. Shenasim kulam rishus echad rishus hayachad, that they all become a rishus of one rishus to a rishus hayachad to yichida shel elam, the opposite of the haitzah in the beginning of the mesechta, which is bringing from yichida shel elam to rishus harabim. And Mikashram biyechidah shalelam al the elamis become connected with the Eibishter. Hara 60 al pisa yuvan minor Rabbi Akiva bebreishis Rabba. Lachera, this means, it says, Turnus Rufus Arosha asked Rabbi Akiva, if the Eibishter is Machabit Shabbos, Al Yashiv Baruches, Al Yerid Bagshamim, Al Yatzmiach Ba'isev, because the Eibishter is Lachera being Meitzi Mishus Lashus, with all the things that happen on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva told him, it's like being Metatal Arba Amis, it's all within his Arba Amis. That's the whole word, because the whole inyan of Shabbos, of Shmiras Shabbos, is that everything becomes part of the Rishus of Yechidah Shalelah. Lachera, that's the pshat in the answer that the Rebbe is referring to. V'alpia mevur b'fnim, according to what we explained, the Eitzah, he teichen kol melachis Shabbos, that Eitzah is the teichen of al melachis Shabbos, is understood, eich shebimayna nal meturitz b'negeel akol apula shebaelam b'Shabbos. He asked him about the Eibishter making things grow, and about the Eibishter bringing down the rain. He asked about... He asked Rabbi Akiva about a few different malachas, seemingly. About Ayashiv Baruch is about the wind, Ayirid Bagashamim, Ayatzmiach Ba'isev. And the answer of Rabbi Akiva has only been a Geir Tehitza. So the Rebbe is saying that once...